Welcome to the News Hour. Congress is back in Washington tonight, and the clock is already ticking. Lawmakers have less than 1 month to avoid a government shutdown.
On the table, a fierce fight over billions in spending cuts, a push to release the Jeffrey Epstein case files, and Senate Republicans moving to fast-track President Trump's nominees. Our congressional correspondent, Lisa Desjardins, joins us now. Lisa, it's always great to see you. So let's start with this possible government shutdown at the end of the month. First of all, is possible the right word still? I mean, how likely is this?
Yeah, I think possible is the right word, and I would say it's very possible, whatever that means, but it is something that is clearly in the air over Congress. Now, let's take you through exactly how this would work, where we are right now. Now, Congress has until September 30th to fund most of government. Any deal needs 60 Senate votes. That means at least some Democrats, probably at least 7 Democrats. So what's happening now is Democrats in the House and Senate are working together to see what they might be able to extract in order to get on board some kind of funding deal. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House today, spoke to reporters. He said he wants a bipartisan bill, but what he really means is Democrats want concessions.
That spending bill has to be both bipartisan, a product of negotiation, and it's got to serve the interests of the American people in terms of their health, safety, national security, and economic well-being.
Those are a lot of criteria, but it really comes down to what this man, Chuck Schumer, the leader in the Senate for Democrats, wants. The pressure is on him and Jeffries to stand up to Trump. Democrats have almost no leverage anymore in Washington. This is one instance where they do. So that's why they are moving toward maybe a potential shutdown. On the other hand, some Democrats say, no, a shutdown actually would help Trump. So they have some real decisions to make.
And they have until the end of the month. So why are lawmakers feeling the pressure this week?
You know, time, place, space, all of that doesn't make sense in Congress. They live in a different world than we do in terms of physics.
Right.
But the time is actually much more constrained, much tighter than we think. Let me take folks through that. So if you look at today, the beginning of the month, then the deadline being September 30th at the end of the month, oh, but wait, in the middle of the month, there's a congressional recess. In that third week, entire week, Congress will be on recess. So that means that really the middle of the month is a key date if Congress wants to get out on time. Really, they just have a couple of weeks if they want to make that deadline.
And the other issue that Congress is juggling right now, including one that brought protesters to the Capitol today, is the demand for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein case files. Tell us about that.
We're in a day-to-day watch on this issue right now. So Jeffrey Epstein, of course, we're talking about the financier who was charged with sex crimes and was connected with many high-profile individuals, at one point friends with President Trump. And in the past month, there's been more questions about exactly what the president knew when. There's no evidence of wrongdoing, but there are more questions about what he knew and what the Justice Department is willing to release. So one thing going on right now is we faced protesters today that Congress Republicans themselves saw. This is video I took today outside a Republican news conference. All of these folks asking for the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released. Now, at the same time, there is a bipartisan movement in Congress from two members, Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna. These are one Republican, one Democrat. They've today filed what's called a discharge petition to try and force a vote that would require all of the Epstein files to be released. Now, the pressure is on. Speaker Johnson spoke to reporters a few minutes ago. I was there about this discharge petition, and he says he's not on board this particular idea.
The reason that I was not comfortable with that and still am not comfortable with the discharge petition is because it was inartfully drafted. It does not adequately protect the innocent victims, and that is a critical component of this.
Johnson says they will release the documents. I asked the man who's overseeing that, House Oversight Chairman James Comer. He said they have 34,000 pages. I said, will you release these in weeks or when? And he said to me, he hopes sooner.
You said 34,000 pages?
34,000 pages they've gotten from the Justice Department.
Well, let's shift our focus over to the Senate because there's a battle brewing right now over President Trump's nominations. Is that right?
Right. I'll summarize this quickly, but essentially, there is a backlog there in the Senate of Trump's nominations because Senate Democrats are not going along with just confirming a big loads of them by voice vote. Uncontroversial nominees, they're not allowing them to go through, again, because they're trying to get leverage. So Senate Republicans, sources tell me, including John Thune, the leader, are willing to change the rules. That's called going nuclear, and it really sets up some existential questions for the Senate. So we're going to be following that very, very closely. I think they are going to change the rules. We just don't know how.
Lots to track. Lisa Desjardins, thanks as always.
You're welcome.